Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny and call that God has preordained for our life, predestined for our lives. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, your process of there. And this process is an ongoing process. It's the process that we go through and endure that changes us, that shapes us, that molds us in our everyday life, through everyday situations, through everyday circumstances, that causes us to look more and more like Christ, that causes us to draw nigh to Him, to trust Him even the more, to believe Him, and to see the salvation of the Lord in our lives, in every situation, to see His greatness, to see His hand, to see His truth. We become all that He's commanded us to be because we are allowing the will of God to be done, performed in our life, in areas that we would, if we were not stretched there, if we were not pushed there, if we were not taken to that place, we would not know God to be who we testify and who we believe and decree Him to be. So it is in these places that God proves and refines us, and we grow more and more in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We mature, we increase, we enlarge. We become all that He says, and we become the light, the life to someone else that needs to see Jesus Christ, that needs to see His word, His life, His love, His truth in us. And so as we believe God, hold on to His hand, hold on to His word, and trust Him as He walks us through these processes, we become more and more like Him. We've been studying in the Bible unlikely places of blessing, which this unlikely place of blessing is not a place that is a terrible thing. When we think about the unlikely place of blessing, it is the place where we grow in God, where we trust God. It is the place where we see God. It is the place where we are establishing Him even the more. It is a place where God refines us. This unlikely place is a predicament where we are, when we say, Lord, we want more of You. We want to be more like You. We want to trust You more. We want to know You more. It is in this place that God takes us to. It is almost like a wilderness experience, but it's a place where it's just you and God. It is a place where you yourself begin to talk to God, begin to run after, chase after God hard. It is a place where you begin to see the demonstration of God's power in your life more and more because you now understand that no one can bring you out but God. No one can do this but God. No one can work this but God. No one can cause this to happen in your life but God. And you have to look to the author and the finisher of your faith, and you see Him as God. You see Him in that area that you need Him to be. With Ruth, she needed Him to be a greater king than the king that was over her. She needed Him to show her favor. She needed Him to beautify her more than just the outward, but the inside. So in this, God was able to show her who He was and the beauty of His hand, the beauty of His will, the beauty of His word and His might, of His truth. And she began to trust that God knew what He was doing in her, that even in her being in exile, that God still had a purpose and a plan. There are places in your life that God will take you, that in that unlikely place, that you have got to believe that God is going to get the glory out of you, that even though no one is around you that can help you or no one is around you that can give you influence, God is the influence that's going to open up a door that no one can open up. God is the one that's going to bring to you what you have need of. God is the one that's going to beautify you. He's going to beautify you with His meekness, His salvation, His peace, His love, compassion, His heart, His kindness, His tenderness. And when He finishes with you, when He finishes doing in your life what He's going to do, nothing or no one will be able to steal that glory that's going to be on you. It's going to be a place where God is going to endow you with who He is, this place that He has you in. Even if it's a place where it feels like you're in a pit, that you're in a Joseph situation, that no one can get you out, that no one can come to your rescue, that no one can move this mountain in your life. It is a place that you're going to see God refine you, empower you, stretch you and grow you, try you on levels that you've never been tried before. But you're going to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. It was in this pit that Joseph saw God's hand, God's saving ability, God's saving might, God's saving strength. And it was there that God taught him and stretched him how to be an administrator on different levels. There are times that God will have you in a place where he's trying to teach you, to elevate you to different levels, to be around different people, to be around on higher levels, higher planes. When Joseph, it started off in his father's house. From his father's house, it went to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house, it went to the king's prison. From the king's prison, it went to the house of Pharaoh. But every place was a higher level or a higher extension or a higher expansion of power, of ability, of knowledge, of increase. And God wants to stretch you so that every time he puts you in a predicament where you're being even challenged on your job, in ministry, in your marriage, in your relationship, in school, in your career, wherever it's at, that he is teaching you something that you're going to add to yourself and you're going to be able to use that. This unlikely place is not a place that you should despise, but it's a place that you can recognize and see there is a blessing that is getting ready to happen in my life. I can't get out of this unless the hand of God moves. I can't get out of this unless the favor of God is shown. I can't get out of this unless God himself comes and looks like it's hopeless. If you're in a place that you cannot get out of, if you're in a place that it looks like you can't even understand how the word of God is going to be revealed, the manifestation of what he said is going to be revealed, then you're in a place where God is going to show himself strong. God is going to do the miraculous. David was in this predicament. He had been chosen by God, called by God, appointed by God, anointed by God. He was God's man. And because of what was in him and what was on him, he was hated by the person in authority. You might be in a place where it feels like the enemy is chasing you, the enemy's on you because of the anointing on your life, because of the hand of God on your life, because of what God has placed in you and on you. But know this, you are not going down. You're being prepared for something greater. You're being prepared for something that man can't see and understand. It's greater than what they can even comprehend. God is getting you ready to bring you to the forefront, but let this perfect work have its way. Understanding, know that the enemy is not going to take you down, but the way of your escape is always going to be there. Every time David was put in a predicament where it looked like the enemy was going to close in, God made a way for his escape because it was not the place of his end or demise. It was the place of his learning and stretching. It was the place of his trusting. It was the place of his faith enlarging. It was the place for him to understand and see God in another way as a right and to celebrate God's greatness and know that God had him despite what was happening in his life. You are in places or in predicaments that it looks like nothing or no one can save you but God. But when you see the salvation of the Lord, celebrate God. Speak and testify of his greatness and of his goodness. Sing of his praises. Rebuild a memorial in your heart. Write it down and say, this is what God did for me. This is how God brought me out. This is the way that God made for me. When my enemies and my foes came upon me, they stumbled and they failed because God was for me and he's with me. You are being taught how to trust God. And being taught how to trust God is not easy because you're being taught how to trust him in places and in avenues where your flesh and your mind says, run, get yourself out, do this, do the other. But your spirit says, settle yourself, steady yourself, be at peace. God is with you. He's gone before you with a shout. You're coming out with victory. All you do is win. You are a victorious winner. You are an overcomer. You are triumphant. In this life, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. You're going to see the greatness of God. A door is opening up before you that no man can open. And God is opening up so you can walk through into that place of promise, into that place of destiny, into that place that he's called you to. And no one or nothing is going to stop you. So trust God as you go into this unfamiliar place. But know that God has commanded the victory over your life, in your life. You're coming out as he said. It's not what the enemy said. It's not what the circumstance says. It's not what the fear says. Change your mindset. Begin to see. Imagine what God says. Imagine him, you in that place, in that area, with that which God said. Imagine what God has shown you, what he's spoken to you concerning your life. Visualize it. Grab a hold to it and say, this is where I'm going. This is where I'm headed. God is not a man that he should lie. I'm going to that. This will be mine. This will be my destiny. This will be my purpose. I will walk and fulfill this. I will have this. I will see the increase in here. I will be that. I am healed. I am whole. My family is together. I will have all that he says. Imagine what God is saying. See the end result, even in the midst of where you at. See the end result and know that God is faithful. Know that God is going to do what he promised. You see yourself in that victory. Celebrate now for that victory. Celebrate now for where you are going. Celebrate now that it's already changed, that it's already done, that it's already over, that it's already in your favor. Celebrate God. Praise him right where you're at, knowing that he cannot fail you. If he spoke it, it will surely come to pass. Bishop Donald Croom said this on Sunday at Contending for the Faith in Wilson. He said, you've already got a guaranteed yes. Guess what? That yes was already before the foundations of the earth. God already saw your life, saw where you were going to be, knew you, and understood that these things were going to happen to improve you, to refine you, to stretch you, to push you where you needed to get, but also to let you know that he is faithful, that as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you prove him and you trust him, you are going to come out as the victorious winner, knowing that he's for you. This overcoming testimony that you're going to have is an overcoming testimony that you're going to be able to say with assurance, I just didn't read about this. I've experienced it before. I know it. I walk through it, and I know God will do it. It's not just what I read in the Bible. I can identify with that because God walked me through that, and I can take that which is in the Bible and use it as a daily application for my life and see that God brought me through an impossible situation, a difficult situation for his glory, and the hand of God led me through the valleys of the shadows of death, that which came to try to stop me, that which came to catch up with me. I could not stop. I couldn't walk through this. I had to run through it, because if I walked through it, something was going to overtake me. But as I ran, knowing that the race that I was running, I was going to have the expected end. I was going to win the victory. I was not going to allow the enemy to catch up to me and cause something that, which in the form of fear, was going to overtake me. But I was going to outrun and win, conquer over this adversary, the race that he set before me, knowing that as I endured it, I was going to be focused and see that place of my expected end, see that victory, walk into that triumphant thing, and know that the enemy was not going to win over me because God was for me. When you understand that and you have that focus, there's nothing that the enemy can do. Set your mind on what God has said. Set your mind, your heart, on the things that are above. Set your affections on what God has promised you and know that he is faithful. You are going to be all that he says. You will have all that he says. You'll do all that he says. You'll accomplish all that he says. You're going to move in all that he says, and you're going to see the enemy under your feet. This thing was just a test. It was just a season, but because we went and we've gone and endured, and we're in the yes season, the guarantee season, we're going to see the saving hand, the saving power. We're going to see the saving solution, the saving results, the saving manifestation. We're going to see the saving increase of God's hand in every area of our life. These light afflictions only pushed us into the place of promise, into the place of moving, into the purpose of which God has said, to receive the manifestation of all that he says. Weeping has endured for a night, but we are now in the joy season. We're in the fulfillment season. We're in the favor season. We're in the overflow season. We're in the yes and amen season. We're in the guarantee season. We're in the release season. We're in the fulfillment place, and God will do exactly what he says. I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, when everything around you is saying the opposite, watch God. Watch his manifestation. Celebrate him. Decree and declare what he said and see that in your life. See it now closer than any time ever before, because you are there and it will manifest in your life. That which seemed impossible is not impossible with God. He's going to turn that unlikely place into the place of your blessing. I'm Pastor Cheryl Bax, and I pray that you've been encouraged and that you are empowered to see the end and know that it's in your favor. We'll be back tomorrow with a further study of this place of David and his life and his leadership. Be blessed in the Lord.